This is Ozarks at Large. Late last year, the three members of the Santa Fe-based band The Room Outside stopped in Fayetteville as they were touring in support for their first album. That self-titled release, available digitally, can be found at their Bandcamp page. While in Fayetteville, The Room Outside played a show at Maxine's Tap Room and also came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk to Katie Hendrickson. We'll hear some of that conversation in a moment, but here is one of the songs from that session, The Beauty's Play.
That's the band The Room Outside, recorded late last year inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. While here, Katie Hendrickson asked the three members of the band, Carrie Hopper, Roxanne Hopper, and Lauren Bienvue, about the do-it-yourself approach they have taken to recording and touring.
Well, we've had a lot of help from friends, including Will Courtney, and he recorded our entire album in his bedroom studio. For the tour, we have Tony, which is just a huge relief to have someone doing all that extra work, and we can just focus on figuring out how to get everything to fit in our small Honda.
So you're touring in a Honda.
A Honda Fit.
Wow.
And it fits in the Fit.
That's impressive.
Fits in the Fit.
And that, I mean, you have a full drum kit. You have how many amps? You have two amps?
Two amps.
Actually, we have three amps.
Yeah.
We brought a little PA.
Uh-huh. And all our bags. So someone must be really a ninja at packing things or something.
Yeah, we're ninjas.
Yeah?
Yeah. And,
and
we don't mind cozy spaces.
I love to hear stories about musicians and when they connected early on with music.
Yeah.
I think music was a huge part of our family and our, you know, as with every family. But there are certain things that, like, were really in our family. like listening to mariachi music with all of our aunts. Like that was one of the things. But I can think of one time that I was really moved as a small child going to hear Peter and the Wolf.
My earliest memory would be back in elementary school. There was pretty minimal public school music programs. So my mom started coming in and playing music on the guitar and singing. And being like a first or second grader, I wasn't too happy that she was there in front of all my friends telling us what to do.
I remember watching the old Mickey Mouse Club, and there was Annette, somebody?
Mm-hmm. From the cello.
I haven't listened to her since then, but I remember her voice back then inspired me, and then I remember singing in the bathtub and feel like, there's something special here, and I like this.
Yeah. I love to hear stories behind songs. Sometimes people have elaborate stories, and sometimes songs just kind of come out on their own and no one has anything to say about it because that's the song and that's the communication form. So I'm just wondering if there's one of the songs you've played, if there's a special story attached to one of them, maybe.
Sure. The Beauty's Play is a song I wrote about a friend of ours who's now in his 80s, has Alzheimer's. And the first lyrics are, words are leaving me wanting more. And so he's losing his mastery over words, but coming into this new spiritual place. So that song's about that. And The Room Outside is our self-titled song. That song is actually about living in New York. And The Room Outside, in that context, it's about the possibilities that are in New York, York City, in the world, and just feeling, you know, every door opens to the room outside.
She ran against time.
The three-member band The Room Outside is based in Santa Fe, and their self-titled album is available at theroomoutside.bandcamp.com. They played Maxine's Tap Room in downtown Fayetteville late last year and also talked to Katie Hendrickson at KUAF.
And we'll hear one more song from them. It's titled Halo. The band says it's inspired by the move to Santa Fe and the loneliness that can accompany a life in a new city, as well as the spiritual connection that can be found in that very same new city.
Say